Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Deb Tizer about this weekend's Relay for Life event in downtown Washington. This Saturday is Washington's Relay for Life event. First, can you tell us about kind of the schedule of the day?
Opening ceremonies begin at noon. We'll have presentation of color, opener and prayer, and then we're going to go into a national anthem by Will Hart, proclamation by Mayor Johnson. We're going to have a speaker, Jason Collier, at 12:45, and then play some Minute to Win It games. Tim Hadley, the middle school principal from Pekin, is going to speak on cancer and bullying. He had a YouTube video that went viral this year. And then we have a 16-year-old speaker from West Branch, Tiffin area that is going to speak on his self-discovery of testicular cancer and treatment. Then we're going to do our 12th annual dessert auction at 3 o'clock. And then we have a silent auction going most of the afternoon. At 5:15, we'll begin our survivor ceremony with Speaker Angela Fries and Steve Cannon. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to do our survivor dinner for those that have registered. If they haven't registered, they need to call Joni right away. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a unique occasion of a wedding of Angela Fries and Daryl Nicholson, who one of the first events that they did together was Relay, and Angela's been a cancer survivor for a number of years, just fighting the battle, and she thought that getting married at Relay would be something they'd want to do. And then we'll go into our luminaria ceremony, our memorial ceremony at 8:30, and then we'll do our Light of Hope Fight Back ceremony at 9:45, and we'll end at 10 o'clock.
And a wedding at Relay for Life isn't something that you hear about every year. How did you find out about the plans for this?
She contacted me as event chair, and she contacted Joni McCarter team and survivor chair and asked what we thought about having a wedding at Relay. Part of it was to help get our attendance back up. She's asked several out-of-town guests to come for this. And we said, sure. She's been a survivor in the Washington group since 2008, 9, and she's just been a big part of our fundraising for Relay for Cancer Research for the American Cancer Society. So it was never a question of did we want to or did we not want to. We said, sure, let's do it. So then just kind of sat down with her and Daryl and sat down on a schedule. They want to do the wedding, and then they're going to have a victory lap. They want to do a balloon release and then have their cake and still be on the square as Relay participants. And they've asked their guests to dress up as a superhero. They're going to do a Superman theme, so red and blue balloons. And we're just thinking it's a unique thing for a cancer survivor to want to do.
And how do you think that'll impact the people in the audience or the others who are doing Relay who might not know Angela directly?
I think from what we've talked, when I've talked to different people that ask me if I'm ready for Relay, I said, I'm still making last-minute plans, but the big exciting news is a wedding. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, we're going to do a wedding. A cancer survivor has asked to be married during Relay. And they're like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. So thus far, everything's been good.
And with a wedding at Relay for Life, are you hoping to have more people there?
We are. We always hope for more people. So it's just so much depends on the weekend and the weather. So the rain today that we're getting, I'm in Iowa City and it's pouring rain right now. I'm hoping stays away on Saturday so we can have our event without any rain. We can have the wedding without any rain. And hopefully more and more people will come out and see with the speakers that we have going from teenager to middle age with the topics that we have. Hopefully we'll get a few more people to come out and participate.
And if people aren't registered, are they still able to take part? Are they able to stop by?
Certainly, it's open for everybody. You don't have to be registered. If they want a survivor shirt, we ask them to register. If they want to come and participate, we'll have participants' shirts there. But you do not have to be registered as a team to participate in Relay. It is open to anybody that would like to attend.
And why do you put in the time every year to help organize this? Why do you feel this is important to have here in Washington?
Cancer has been very prevalent in my family, my mother, my sister, my brother, my dad, myself. And it's an ugly word when you hear it, and it's an ugly disease for treatment. And I really want to help be part of that fundraising effort so hopefully we can find a cure and the ugliness stops.
That's been today's Washington Page with Deb Tizer talking about Relay for Life happening around the square in downtown Washington this Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.